President Biden's student debt relief plan is being challenged today at the Supreme Court. The White House plan would cancel billions of dollars in student loans. During oral arguments, conservative Justice Clarence Thomas spoke about debt relief and the role of Congress.
And that as a cancellation of $400 billion in debt, in effect, this is a grant of $400 billion. And it runs headlong into Congress's appropriations authority.
Liberal justices focused on process and whether the states suing the administration have legal standing to do so. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson.
I understood that the standing bar really, as applied in a case like this, would allow the political branches to hash this out without interference, from a torrent of lawsuits brought by states and entities and individuals who don't have a real personal stake.
We will talk about standing and process elsewhere in the program. But for now, let's take a closer look at this case with Danielle Douglas-Gabriel, national higher education reporter at The Washington Post. Danielle, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
The president's plan was to eliminate up to $10,000 of student debt for people who make less than $125,000 a year and double that relief for people who receive what are called Pell Grants. What is the legal argument from the White House that it has the authority to do this?
So the White House is using a 2003 law known as the HEROES Act that essentially after 9/11 gave the federal government the right to postpone payments for members of the military. The statute is broad enough, at least that's what the White House is saying, to apply to any national emergency, and in this case, the pandemic. The argument here is by alleviating some of the debt held by millions of Americans, the federal government can ensure that they are coming out of the pandemic no worse than they were when they went into it. The other issue here is trying to assure that there is not a surge in delinquencies and defaults on student loan payments. There's a lot of concern that people are not in the best financial position to start repaying their loans once the current moratorium that's been in place for almost 3 years lifts.
A number of states have sued, in this case, as is now before the high court. Nebraska, Missouri, Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, South Carolina. They argue this violates the separation of powers when it comes to the authority of the executive branch. Can you tell us a little bit more about their argument?
Certainly. Their belief, as is the belief of many people who are against this program, is that the executive branch is overstepping its authority. Congress holds the power of the purse. And for a program that costs nearly $500 billion, certainly there's enough economic impact here that Congress should have input and the president shouldn't be making a unilateral decision to forgive this much debt.
If this challenge succeeds, what does that mean for the borrowers who have asked for this loan forgiveness?
Certainly, it would imperil the program. I haven't heard confirmation yet whether the administration will seek to reinstate the program under any other authority. If they did, the Higher Education Act would probably be the one to do it. But that is not quite as strong as the HEROES Act from what legal experts have told me in this case. But I think it's important to note that while this debt relief program is garnering a lot of attention, it is only a part of a much larger debt relief strategy that's coming out of the Biden administration. There were a series of initiatives that were announced last year that have not faced any kind of legal challenge that will likely produce quite a bit of student loan forgiveness, public service loan forgiveness waiver, the income-driven repayment adjustment plan. So even after this debt relief program is decided one way or the other, I think it's important to note that this administration will likely go down in history as providing and producing some of the grandest amount of debt relief for student loan borrowers that we've ever seen.
Danielle, you cover the economics of higher education. Is the uncertainty in this case affecting borrowers, affecting lenders already in the student loan space?
Oh, certainly. There's a lot of anxiety from borrowers and certainly a lot of concern among lenders about what the outcome of this will be. Now, on the borrower side, there are many people. This is a sweeping program in terms of how many people could potentially be covered. Even if they don't see their entire balance forgiven, it is a significant amount for many people. So there's concern about whether that would come through. And then for lenders, I think getting a better sense of what their competition looks like. You've probably heard a lot about perverse incentives about this program creating that, where people will mm-hmm. believe that they could borrow more because the Biden administration say this is a one-time thing, but who knows? Maybe another administration will decide that they're going to give it another shot. And so that would
incentivize. Oh, so I'll just take out more money.
Yes. Exactly. Or you may see colleges and universities start to increase their prices under the same assumption. All of that is very speculative, but these are some of the things that I think people are thinking about as they're looking at what this program means for the future of student lending.
That's Danielle Douglas-Gabriel, National Higher Education Reporter for The Washington Post. Danielle, thanks for the time.
Thank you.